There's a lot to like about drip irrigation in the garden, but there are some drawbacks as well. We'll help weigh the pros and cons on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-971-5357. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-971-5357. Call 1-800-971-5357. 1-800-971-5357.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, May 8th, the 128th day of the year. Our 33rd president, Harry S. Truman, was born on this day. Considering a drip irrigation system in the garden this year, they do a good job of watering at the roots and conserving water. But there are some drawbacks you should be aware of as well. Concealed hoses can get clogged with debris or mineral deposits, and it may be hard to know if they're doing their job. Exposed hoses are at risk of damage by animals and gardening tools. On especially hot days, the water can get warm enough to virtually cook a plant's roots. And if you have diversified water needs in your garden, a uniform approach isn't always best. Drip irrigation could be a perfect solution, but do some homework first. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.